Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for October 31st. Lamentations 4 to 5, closing a very sad chapter. Had hope forever left God's people? Was there any good to come from all this evil that befell Judah? Faith was almost non-existent. Could it be revived when God had acted so harshly? Had God overreacted to Israel's sins? No, yes, yes, no. Here, at the last of Jeremiah's writings, is the plaintive cry of a deeply burdened man. Why do you always forget us? Why do you forsake us so long? Restore us to yourself, O Lord, that we may return. Renew our days as of old, unless you have utterly rejected us and are angry with us beyond measure. What was left for Israel? Certainly nothing in her homeland. Jeremiah paints a picture of the devastation of Judah that is all too familiar to anyone who lived through the horrors of the death camps of the 20th century. The point of no return had come. The punishment for her sins would no longer be delayed by a gracious God. One cannot read the last chapters of Lamentations without wanting to weep with Jeremiah over the destruction of his people. May it be that none of us ever has to experience what Jeremiah did. Yet there was hope, in Babylon of all places. There, at least, the people of Jacob had another chance, a place to change, to reform, to return to God and listen once more to his life-giving voice. Stripped of the familiar and easy, Israel's descendants had to depend totally on God. There was nothing and no one else. In tomorrow's reading, the scene shifts to Babylon. A relative and contemporary of Jeremiah, Ezekiel the prophet, receives the word of the Lord for the exiles in Babylon. The story of Israel and her one true God was not over. It never will be. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.